The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 25. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on June 11th, 2010, in Klang, Malaysia.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 25. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Naham prakasya sarvasya.
Naham prakasya sarvasya.
Yogamaya samavrita.
Yogamaya samavrita.
Mudho yang nabijanati.
Mudho yang nabijanati.
Lokomam ajamavyayam.
Lokomam ajamavyayam.
Naham prakasya sarvasya.
Naham prakasya sarvasya.
Yogamaya samavrita.
Yogamaya samavrita.
Mudho yang nabijanati.
Mudho yang nabijanati.
Lokomam ajamavyayam.
Lokomam ajamavyayam.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Purport. It may be argued that since Krishna was present on this earth and was visible to everyone, then why isn't he manifest to everyone now? But actually, he was not manifest to everyone. When Krishna was present, there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the assembly of Kurus, when Shishupal spoke against Krishna's being elected president of the assembly, Bhishma supported him and proclaimed him to be the Supreme God. Similarly, the Pandavas and a few others knew that he was the Supreme, but not everyone. He was not revealed to the non-devotees and the common man. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that but for his pure devotees, all men consider him to be like themselves. He was manifest only to his devotees as the reservoir of all pleasure. But to others, to unintelligent non-devotees, he was covered by his internal potency. In the prayers of Kunti in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.19, it is said that the Lord is covered by the curtain of Yogamaya, and thus ordinary people cannot understand him. This Yogamaya curtain is also confirmed in the Ishopanishad Mantra 15, in which the devotee prays, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasha Pahitam Mukham Tatvam Pushanapavrinu Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. O my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and devotional service to you is the highest religious principle. Therefore, I pray that you will also maintain me. Your transcendental form is covered by the Yogamaya. The Brahma Jyoti is the covering of the internal potency. May you kindly remove this glowing effulgence that impedes my seeing your Satchidananda Vigraha, your eternal form of bliss and knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his transcendental form of bliss and knowledge, is covered by the internal potency of the Brahma Jyoti, and the less intelligent and personalist cannot see the Supreme on this account. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.7, there is this prayer by Brahma, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, O Master of all mystery, who can calculate your potency in pastimes in this world? You are always expanding your internal potency, and therefore no one can understand you. Learned scientists and learned scholars can examine the atomic constitution of the material world, or even the planets, but still they are unable to calculate your energy and potency, although you are present before them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is not only unborn, but also avyaya, inexhaustible. His eternal form, his bliss and knowledge, and his energies are all inexhaustible. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatanvita Tam Sajiva Sajaita Zavajuta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So many people say, I want to see God. But even if they could see God, they would not see God. You understand? When Krishna was present here 5,000 years ago, so many people saw Krishna. But how did they see him? They saw him as an ordinary man. So simply seeing God, you see. If you don't have the eyes of devotion, what is the use of seeing God? You will not see God. And if you have the eyes of devotion, then you will see Krishna everywhere. Nahang prakasya saravasha. We are studying. He is not manifest. But he says in chapter 6, Yomang pashati sarvata sarvang chamai pashati tashahang na pranashami satchamena pranashati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So one who has bhakti, he sees Krishna everywhere at every minute. So even if Krishna was visible to the eyes, still they would just see as an ordinary person. And so. So, there's no great qualification, they say. Can you see me, God? That point is, that's no great accomplishment, to simply see God. But to actually have devotion for God, that is the qualification. So instead of thinking, oh, I have to see Krishna, I want to see Krishna, I want Krishna to reveal himself to me. No. Even if you saw him, you would not see him, you see. Unless you have the eyes of devotion, premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hridayeshu valokayanti yang shama shunya ramachintya guna svarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So that is the qualification. You have to anoint your eyes with the ointment of love of God. Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to anoint your eyes with the ointment of love of God? Do you know? normal eye ointment. You put, squeeze a little in the corner of your eye and then you blink and the ointment goes through the eye. You see? That is normal eye ointment. What do they call it here? Chemist? Where do you buy it? What shop do you buy medicine?
Optical.
What do they call it?
Optical.
Pharmacy? Drugstore? In the U.S. they call it drugstore.
Pharmacy.
Okay, in Malaysia it's pharmacy. So, where is the pharmacy that sells this ointment, Premanjana? You see? There's only one pharmacist who's making it easily available for everyone, mass distribution. Divine Grace, Sesi Bhakti Bhadantati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He's the supreme pharmacist. Actually, even in his household days, he was a pharmaceutical businessman.
Yes.
And he was selling so many pharmaceutical products, but now he's selling only one pharmaceutical product, Premanjana, the ointment of love of God, you see. And we are Prabhupada's sales agents, you see, to distribute this Premanjana, this ointment of love of God. So what is the price? How many dollars, what is your unit of money here? Rupees?
Ringgit.
How many ringgit? You see, what is the price for this Premanjana? How many ringgit will you pay? You see. Actually, there is no ringgit price. Simply for the price of faith, shraddha. If you can put faith in the pharmaceutical product from the supreme pharmacist, Srila Prabhupada, you see, if you can put your faith in this product, this Premanjana, this ointment of love of God, then you will become qualified to see Krishna everywhere 24 hours a day. Wherever you go, you may be in Malaysia, you may be in India, you can be anywhere, even on the sun planet. Or Goloka Vrindavan, it doesn't matter where you are. If you have this Premanjana, if you've applied this ointment of love of God to your eyes, then you can see God everywhere. Don't put it in the mouth, okay? Mouth is muchi. Yeah. So, how will you apply this Premanjana? Prabhupada is giving, I have come as Prabhupada's agent to give you this Premanjana, you see. So how will you apply this Premanjana? Do you know the art? Do you know the art? Huh? This boy here in the yellow shirt. Do you know the art of how to put Premanjana in your eye? Then you hear and I'll tell you. You learn from me, okay? You learn from me how to put this Premanjana in your eyes. It comes through the ears. This is a very unusual eye ointment. You put it through your ears. Now how do you get this ointment? You have to hear from the bona fide devotee of the Lord, you see. You must hear from the bona fide devotee with your ears. That's why I want you to listen to me, not to play around joking. I want you to hear very carefully what I'm saying and take it in your ears, okay? Yeah, in your ears, not plug your ears. In your ears. Hear very carefully what I'm saying. Take it deep within your heart. You see? By taking this knowledge of Krishna deep within your heart, then through that process of hearing and taking it into your heart, then it will become manifest in your eyes. You see? However deep you take it into your heart, that's how much it becomes manifest in your eyes. If you just take it slightly into your heart, then it's not so visible. There's not so much difference in your vision. But when you can take this Premanjana deep within your heart, then you can see Krishna everywhere. Wherever you go, 24 hours a day, you will see Krishna. So you have to decide, what do you want to see? Do you want to see the material world? Or do you want to see Krishna? Of course, it's not that you'll become blind to the material world, that you'll and you run into the wall or something like that. But you'll see how this material energy is, you'll see Krishna behind this material energy, how he is manifesting this material energy. You'll be, the material energy will become translucent. You'll see how Krishna is manifesting it. And you see how it is nothing, nothing but Krishna's energy, everything, this whole material world. The whole country of Malaysia is just a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Hey, listen. Listen. You have to learn to listen. If you don't hear, how will you get premanjanam? You see? And you have to hear very nicely. Otherwise, how you get premanjanam? So in this way, we have to take this Krishna consciousness process very seriously from the very childhood. We have to learn how to hear from the bona fide spiritual master with full attention, with full seriousness. We have to learn how to hear from the bona fide spiritual master. In this way, we can grow very nicely on this path of bhakti, become very, very advanced in Krishna consciousness, and become pure devotees of the Lord. This is our process of Krishna consciousness. So I'm very happy to see that so many of you have taken to this process of Krishna consciousness. Now take it very seriously. Don't take it as a joke or simply some socialization. Take it as the most important thing you've done in millions of lifetimes. For millions of lifetimes you have rotated in karma chakra trying to enjoy this material world, and every time you've been frustrated in the end and thought, well, let me try enjoying in a different way in my next life, you see. So now we give up this enjoyment principle. Now, instead of trying to be the enjoyers, now we must give enjoyment to Krishna. Instead of trying to take enjoyment is still there. But instead of trying to take enjoyment, in this life you must learn how to give enjoyment. You understand? This is the actual secret, because we are not enjoyers by nature, we are servants by nature. We are not to be takers of enjoyment, we are meant to be givers of enjoyment. That's how we enjoy. Just as a fish is satisfied in the water, and he's not satisfied on the land. We cannot be satisfied by trying to take enjoyment. I was observing tonight as we were driving here how the materialists, they try to squeeze enjoyment out of this material world. They try to squeeze enjoyment, but no matter how hard they squeeze, they still come up with nothing. All they can do is imagine that they're enjoying. That's all. It's false enjoyment. Maya sukaya. So don't try to be a so-called enjoyer of this material world. You try to give your enjoyment to Krishna by your thoughts, by your words, by your deeds, in all times, all places, and all circumstances. And in this way, you will become supremely happy. You'll become purely Krishna conscious. So, we just got in from a 24-hour plane ride, and we're a little tired, so I will give a short talk tonight. If anybody has a question, I can try to answer. You can relate to me what they ask. If anyone has a question, now you can ask. It has given you a mechanism.
Demigod worshippers. demigod worshippers normally they'll worship with some self-interest for some material gain. But if in case if someone worship a demigod without any self-interest, that means ahituki hapratyata, will they attain spiritual world?
If one worships the demigod to achieve Krishna bhakti, then there is no harm. The gopis did that. They worship God, goddess Kajayani, they can have Krishna as their husband. But who's doing that? Who's worshipping the demigods for Krishna bhakti? Is anybody doing that? No. They're worshipping for material desires, you know. Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. And see, they're worshiping like that. Give me, give me, give me, give me. That is their demigod worship. They're not worshiping for bhakti. The gopis were worshiping Kachayani because they wanted Krishna as their husband. That demigod worship is bona fide, you see. But who's worshiping to get Krishna bhakti? Anybody who wants Krishna bhakti, they'll worship Krishna directly, you see. So these demigod worshippers, they're... What does Krishna say? Kamai sai star hita gyana prapadyante nya devata tam tam niyamamashtaya parkitta niyatasvaya. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender unto the demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, text number 20. So don't be deluded by demigod worship. If you simply worship Krishna, the demigods will be automatically pleased with you. Next question. Okay? All right. During praying to the demigods, have some vow which not fulfilled as it is an offense. Krishna says that you've lost your intelligence if you're praying to the demigods. So why not just follow the point that Krishna is making and worship Krishna directly? Sarva dharman purit yaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. If you do not follow the order of Krishna to give up everything else and just worship Him, then that's an offense. You're disobeying Krishna. Next question.
I read in Padma Purana today, one verse, it's mentioned, if one is not actually connected with the bona fide discipling succession, whatever mantras he chant will not bring the desired result. It's mentioned in Padma Purana.
Yes, that's right. Sampradaya vahina ye mantrashte nishpalamata. That's right. So, I have that experience. I was, before I got the good fortune of Prabhupada's shelter, I was initiated by one Maharishi Mahasa Yogi. And I was given one mantra. Aing, 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 aing. And I did that aing 20 minutes twice a day. Aing, 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 aing. And it didn't work. I didn't get any bliss. I didn't see God. Nothing happened. I was miserable, you see. But I got the same mantra from Prabhupada in the Gayatri mantra. Aing Gurave Namaha. It's the same aing. I got it from Prabhupada in the Gayatri Mantra, and now I'm making great spiritual advancement by chanting Aing, because I got it from the pure devotee, you see. So if you want actual mantra, you have to get it from the pure devotee. You can't get it from the Mayavadi. There's no potency. Even if they give you Hare Krishna, They are chanting Hare Krishna. They want to merge. They will chant Hare Krishna. Then they will chant Durga, 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 Durga. They want to merge with Brahman. And they see Krishna as a representative of Brahman. Durga is a representative of Brahman. So such Krishna and such Durga, he will not have the potency to liberate one from the karma chakra. So you must get mantra from the pure devotee, and then he'll have all power to deliver you. Next question.
I'll speak to you first, then I'll speak louder.
No, just whatever Manaji said. Yeah. So everybody can hear. Yeah.
Wants to know, Krishna has given independence to all living entity to whatever worship we can perform.
He can ask it from back there, and that he can just say from there, everybody can hear, then you can repeat it to me. Yeah.
Will you speak louder? I can.
Okay. If Krishna given the free will to choose any worship according to the Jiva's free will, the desire, Krishna knows past, present, future, everything. So, where is the meaning of free will?
Every jivas, every living entity has independence, right? But since Krishna knows the past, present, and future of all the living entities, where's the question of the free will?
Yeah. Some people say, well, if Krishna knows what you're going to do, then you don't have any freedom to do what you want, since Krishna already knows what you're going to do. But that's not true. Do you think Krishna is limited? Krishna has inconceivable shaktis. So, Krishna can give you complete free will to whatever you want. At the same time, he can know what choice you're going to make. At the same time. Why do you want to limit God? God is unlimited. He can give you the free will to do whatever you want. At the same time, know what you're going to do. But that knowing in no way limits and restricts you. God has the potency to do them. A materialistic person cannot do that, but God can do that. You think God's limited? All right. Since He is unlimited, He can do anything. So He has the power to give you the free will to do whatever you want, at the same time to know what you're going to do. Okay, any other questions?
Lord Ganesha returned this Bhagavad Gita.
Lord
Ganesha
returned
this Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata.
He wrote it down, yeah?
Yeah. So why not we keep his photo in the altar while worshipping Krishna?
Why don't we keep it on the altar?
Yeah.
not, and Prabhupada didn't have it do that, so why we should invent something? Why asking why we don't keep the Bhagavad Gita on the altar? Right?
Lord Ganesha.
Why we don't keep Lord Ganesha on the altar? Because Prabhupada did not institute them. Why we should invent something, some new thing that Prabhupada did not give us? Do we think we know better than Prabhupada? Prabhupada did not introduce putting Ganesha on the altar. Why we should introduce? Are we some big acharyas bigger than Prabhupada that we can introduce some new standard for ISKCON? You see what I'm saying? If you want to worship Ganesh, then you then distribute the flood the whole world with Bhagavad Gita. He'll be very happy with you. That is the best worship. He is the one who's wrote it down. So he will be very happy the more you can distribute Bhagavad Gita. That's the best worship of Ganesh. Distribute Bhagavad Gita everywhere. In every town, in every village, let everyone have Bhagavad Gita in their home. And then Ganesh will be very pleased that he made that endeavor to put it in written form, and now you have distributed millions of copies all over the world. He will be very pleased with you. Any other questions? One more, this is the last question. If there's no questions, we can stop here. I'll have one last question. We have 2 minutes left. There's no questions, and we can stop here. And we thank you very much for so kindly participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.